Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and I am joined right now by our good friend, Ben Eberlein, Community Engagement Director with the United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties. Ben, good to have you in studio, man.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, James.
It's been a while, it feels like. It's been too long.
It always feels like too long.
Terry, always taking up all the time. No, she's going to hit me now. She's going to smack me in the head, and rightfully so. We are here to talk about the United Way and some great things going on with our United Way in our community. And Ben, I wanted to start off, if you don't mind, with the calendar raffle going on.
It's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. April's knocking on the door.
It really is. It's right there. It's waiting for us. What can people expect from the calendar raffle this year?
Absolutely. So, as always, it's a fantastic way to support the community, but you also get a chance to win some money. Who doesn't love that, right?
Yeah, that's a great win-win situation.
So yeah, thanks to our sponsors. We've got a lot of great partners in the community that have sponsored a day, you know, on the calendar, so you can win anywhere $75, $100, $150 even. And then, you know, if you win, your name goes back in. So in the past, we've had plenty of people win more than once. So it's a fun way to you know, support the community. But just so people are aware, you know, exactly what we're talking about, you can buy raffle tickets anytime, you know. Even I would suggest getting them sooner than later.
Yes.
But yeah, the calendar raffle runs the whole month of April, and you can get your tickets $10 each or three for $20 by reaching out to United Way.
And when it comes to finding out if they won or not, you guys post it on Facebook.
You're a pro. You've got this. You've done this before. Exactly. Please, you know, like, follow, subscribe. I'm not a streamer. I don't know how to do all that stuff.
No, but
yes,
you're right. Exactly.
Check out our Facebook. Make sure you're getting updates on those. If you can see who wins daily, just so that you can keep track of that. And you'll be, you know, if you are a winner, or I should say when you win, you'll also be contacted by United Way. We'll send out the information on that. So yeah, absolutely. But you got to play to win. So,
yeah,
yeah. So get your tickets.
Well, and every year I try to talk to you guys. Are you sure you want to do it this way, where even if your name gets thrown back in there and everything? That's such a cool, unique thing about this raffle. I don't know that there's a ton of raffles that do things like that. I think that's a really fun part of this. So you really do get not only your money's worth through that, but as anything we're talking about with the United Way, 100% of the proceeds go right back into your community. So you really can't lose at this raffle. It's one of those raffles where there's no losing. You know, maybe you can win a little bit more than you normally do, but you already win just by purchasing a raffle ticket.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of time with the, you know, when you win a 50-50, there's an expectation, you know, you donate some of that back, right?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, you don't have to worry about it because you know your money's already been donated. So yeah, it's a great way to have a little fun.
Encourage you to find out about that more. We'll give you the information of how to get into the raffle coming up. And as Ben mentioned, you can pick up raffle tickets at the United Way. Are they? Can you pick them up already, or do you have to wait until April 1st?
You can get them anytime.
Right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Very cool. Get on down there and check it out, everybody. Ben, I also wanted to talk a little bit about the book drive going on and collecting books.
Yeah, thank you. As most folks probably already know, we do our great book giveaway in June. So the week, you know, following school letting out, to kick off the summer and make sure that we're getting books into children's hands, so that they have things to read at home, and prevent that summer slide. The big thing is we need to have books to be able to give those away. So during the month of April, we encourage community members, you know, get some spring cleaning done. Get rid of those old, good condition, gently used children's books that you have. Or, you know, head out, grab some brand new books that you want to donate. There's always fantastic sales on those going on. So feel free to, like I said, clean out some gently used children's books and donate those to United Way. You can bring them to our office during the month of April, and then those will be given away to children who can use those during our great book giveaway events in June.
Recently became a first-time papa, a first-time grandpa. I am going to take every opportunity I have to mention that and drop that, but also bring it up because got me also, of course, buying kids' books again. Haven't done that in a while. My nephews are a little bit older, so I haven't had to buy them books in quite a while. And first book I went out and bought was Goodnight Moon. It's the same one my mom bought for me and my sister and my brother when I was little and everything, so I wanted to do that for my daughter's little guy. But when I was doing it, I thought of the book drive, and I thought about these things. And I'm glad you mentioned this about new books, because There's a real simple test to tell if a book is good for the book giveaway. Does your kid read the book still? Is it in good enough condition to where they can still have fun with it and everything? That's a pretty good test right there. Certainly giving it a once over isn't a bad idea either. We are talking about kids. You know, and they can be a little bit messy. So can adults, but they can be a little messy with these things. So it's good to go over that. But if you are inclined going and picking up a book like I was, we do encourage you to pick up an extra copy and maybe donate it to the book drive. We talk about this with whether it's Imagination Library or it's some other things going on with the United Way and even other areas looking to really keep kids reading and keep fresh on that reading and keep up to date on it. So as you mentioned, that summer slide doesn't happen. This is for many reasons. Reading's fun. Reading is an adventure. Reading is a great hobby and a great pastime and so many of these things. But it's also integral to no matter what position or what field these kids go into. Whatever they're going to do, reading's probably going to be a part of it, whatever field or job they do. When you're donating these books, you are giving kids an opportunity to have fun, you know, avoid that summer slide and some of those things, but you're also making a direct impact on our future and helping them build confidence in reading, helping them find love and joy of reading, which can only encourage them more in whatever field they go into to be better equipped for it. This is an investment. It really is. And it's a fun investment too, by the way. It's, you know, it isn't like stock market or anything where it's boring and you're just sitting on the edge of your seat the whole time. You know right away, once you purchase one of these books, I'm getting a return on my investment. I automatically do just by a kid getting this book.
I love that you mentioned, gauging, you know, how readable some of the books are. I know from experience that, and I'd be lying if I said there weren't some chew marks even on some of our books. Not from our dogs. No, and I love that. And what you mentioned about when you're getting books for your kid, I think that's so much fun. That's one of my, really a highlight for me when I'm, you know, thinking of books that, man, I really love reading this book with my kid. I want to pass that feeling along. Mm-hmm. I want to give this book. I'm going to go buy a copy or two or three and you know, give them to people that I know are going to love that. And man, you're going to have so much fun with your grandbaby.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Oh yeah, I cannot wait. Yeah, it's very excited. And reading to them is one of those things that's so exciting. I'm glad you brought that up because it's also encourage people to be a part of the reading program when that comes up and reading with kids and everything. We'll talk more about that certainly as we get closer to it. But that's something that is another way for community members to be involved with this and helping kids with literacy and just keeping up on reading and so much of that.
Exactly. So we'll have, we're just finalizing the details right now, but mm-hmm. We should have another 10 events this year spread out across Southwood and Adams County. So trying to make sure that we're reaching, the entire community and bringing books to them and giving them opportunities to get, you know, to get that engagement and, hear some stories from our volunteer readers. We've had some stellar volunteers in the past. I don't want to name names, James. But if people are interested in getting involved that way as well, that's a fantastic way to do that. And then you do get to pick out your favorite kid's book and bring that to read to the children before they get to pick from the books to take home.
It's a fun opportunity for you and the individuals out there. We'll talk about this a little bit more when we get closer to it. And I certainly want to remind everybody, you can go to uwswac.org to find out more information about all the things Ben and I are talking about here, like Community Shred Day. Community Shred Day, another one of those events that you guys host that is always vital to the community and important to the community in so many ways where I know people, at least I can think of two different people that wait and hold these documents until Community Shred Day comes. I am very certain that they're not the only two individuals that do, as you guys fill up pretty quick over there. Community Shred Day is Thursday, April 17th. I want to tell people a little bit more about this.
Yeah, very popular event, absolutely. So, as you mentioned, Thursday, April 17th, and that's going to be between 9 a.m. and noon over at Prevail Bank. So, if you want to come out and participate in that, you can bring up to two boxes for free. If you have more than that, you can do that, but we appreciate the $5 donation per box after that. I would come out early. All the documents are shredded. They're on site. So there is a limit to what they can handle in terms of, you know, the total capacity of shredding. So make sure you get it on your calendar for April 17th and bring your sensitive documents out for shredding.
It's a great resource for people to know for certain those documents are you know, eviscerated, and they're done, they're taken care of and everything. And especially, you know, when I first started talking with Terry and talking with the United Way and everything, I would say about 9 years ago or so, this was an important thing, and it meant a lot to the community, and it made people feel a comfort, a calm with this. I don't know if it's ever been more important than now in 2025. Not even just because of the fear of losing, you know, your information or your identity or any of these things, but the comfort of it has never been better for people to know I'm not going to some big business or something out of state or trusting some you know, invisible source or what have you. I'm seeing it right in front of me happen, and I'm going to local people that are invested in me, invested in my community, to make sure that my information is completely sealed and taken care of. I don't know if it's this event has ever been more vital to our community than now in 2025. And again, the Community Shred Day is Thursday, April 17th, 9 to 11. This will be taking place over at our friends over at Prevail Bank. Appreciate them. And want to thank, of course, Bank Account Corp and Prevail Bank for sponsoring this, being a part of this event, and helping our community stay feel a little more comfortable, a little safer. We're speaking with our friend Ben from the United Way of Southwind and Ames Counties. And Ben, one of our favorite times of the year, I know for you and I, is building these teams and getting more and more prepared for that, this big event coming up.
Yes, the teams that you speak of are United We Can. So for folks that are not familiar with the event, it's a food drive event. It is such a fun time. We, you know, work with a bunch of fantastic community partners who put together a team of volunteers that design a sculpture that they build entirely out of non-perishable food items. And it is incredible, the creativity that people bring to the table and some of the sculptures that we've seen. And it's even more amazing when you realize just how much food is involved and how much food is leveraged for the food programs in our community. We're lucky to partner with the Rafters, because this all takes place at Witterfield. So it's a really fun time. We get, last year we had, I believe, seven teams.
I was going to say, was it 17? Yeah. We had a good turnout.
It was fantastic. So anybody who attends the game, the Rafters game on that night, this year's event is going to be on Tuesday, June 17th. So anybody who's attending that game gets to come by and see the sculptures in person. And then we have some amazing community judges that come out and award based on most nutritious and most creative. And then the folks that are the fans that are in attendance get to vote on their choice for just their favorite. So we then provide those awards on field during the game. So it's a really fun time. We get to, you know, get those team members then out on field, which I don't know, not everybody can say that they've been on field at a Rafters game. It's pretty cool.
It is. It's a great feeling. And I have to say, too, when it comes to this event, it's a perfect place to have this at Witterfield with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Something we talk about with our River Kings and Rafters all the time. We love competition. We love winning. We love these individual sports and everything. But this community shows its love. Even what they love truly is an organization that cares about its community and puts into its community. I think the Rafters, River Kings walk that line perfectly of being competitive and wanting to win while also put into their community. There is no one is ahead of the other. It's 1A, 1B when it comes to these organizations and the way that they treat the community and winning and just competition in general. So with this event, yes, we're coming together because we want to help out those in need. We want to help those that are one of the my oldest causes for me and my family is helping those in need with hunger. It's the number one goal here. But there's also a little competition between these nonprofits and some of that and everything that the, you know, individuals like myself that are fortunate enough to judge on these things, or the community and those in attendance get to judge on. So you have a little fun competition involved with it, while also knowing that there is no losing in this regard. Whether you win one of these cool awards or not, you've already won. You put into your community. For every person that comes to the game and wants to see the Rafters come home with a W, you already won by bringing a non-perishable food item. You helped out a community member, strangers helping strangers, neighbors helping neighbors. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the donation item as well. So the Rafters, incredible. They're doing a really, really fun giveaway, basically. If anybody wants to bring a non-perishable food item with them to a game, donate that to the Rafters for, you know, to be contributed to our United We Can event, starting with opening day until through the 17th. You can bring a non-perishable item as a donation, and you'll get a free ticket for the game on the 17th, then come back on the 17th of June and see all the sculptures in the event. And you mentioned, you know, how amazing it is as a partner organization to have a team, and, you know, it feels amazing to be able to partner. But for those, I mean, we have, businesses, other nonprofits, we have, churches and just community, members that form groups. So, I mean, if you're thinking, no, there's no excuses. Anybody can come out and put a team, grab a couple friends or family. It's a really good time. All you got to do is, you know, collect some food or, you know, go buy some if you want. You got a specific design in mind. You need a lot of red cans. You can just buy a couple flats of cans and, you know, make your design come to life and then, you know, feel good as people are coming through and admiring all your hard work.
And when I talk to people about this, especially when my mom was working at Macmillan and they would talk about this and they were looking forward to this, but there was some, you know, a nervousness too about, oh, I don't know what we're going to create or something like that. I can't stress enough. I promise you, once you get together, the ideas will flow. You'll come up with something. It's so much more important to be a part of the event. And I do have to say too, to businesses, to nonprofits out there, there is no better PR you can get than associating yourself with a nonprofit. Even if you are a nonprofit, associating with yourself with another nonprofit, the amount of not only good PR you get, which you cannot put a price on. There's no PR team in the world that can tell you, hey, spend this much money and you're going to get good PR. Nothing can give you that other than actually doing it. Being a part of that is a great opportunity. Community members coming by and seeing your business there. It's free advertising, man. I mean, it's business 101, marketing 101. It's a great opportunity for that and all those things. And then you went on top of that. These individuals were talking about community members seeing, hey, that's a business. That's a nonprofit that puts in our community. That's a place that wants to be a Rapids to be a better place, that wants to help out those in need. All of this stuff, any marketing executive will tell you, you can't put a price on that. So you're all of those things, along with just feeling good, the fun competition of this. It's such a great event, and I cannot encourage you enough to be a part of it. Ben, are we already collecting? We are collecting teams right now, right?
Anybody that is interested in submitting a team, registering, please contact me, reach out to United Way. You can register, anytime now through, as we get closer to the event. But if you register by May 1st, you'll actually even be entered in an early bird drawing. So nice. We'll get you an extra package of tickets for your team to enjoy the Craft River or, you know, one of the other ticket packages at the Rafters. So you can go to a game later this year and celebrate your victory then. One other thing I just want to, on top of the positive, you know, there's a lot of different positives for teams to compete and participate in this, but you and I talk a lot about Alice, right? And so I think that's just something that I'm never going to stop beating that drum. And just the fact that, you know, we often just think of poverty as, you know, a smaller, you know, portion of our community that is, you know, it is what it is, right? But what we don't realize is for every household in Wood County, in our community, for every household that's in poverty or living at an income level that's below the what the federal, you know, guidelines are for what they consider poverty, there's another two additional households in our community that are struggling to get by. They're either living paycheck to paycheck or not making ends meet. So what we, you know, when you put those together, I mean, you're talking a third of our community that they're at times are maybe experiencing, you know, hunger. That, I mean, those are families and households and individuals that you're directly impacting.
Yeah.
We're so lucky, so fortunate to have such strong community and partners and participation in this event that since 2013, we're leveraged over 83,000 pounds of food. I mean,
that's incredible.
That's to be coming kind of in the ballpark of the 100,000 mark. Man, that is.
It's incredible. And those, just to piggyback on what you're saying there with those families, the majority of those families statistically have kids. And this goes right back to what I was saying about literacy and investing in our future and everything. These kids are getting food that they might not get otherwise, which helps their brains, helps them grow, helps them become a better, become adults and all this other thing. It's a domino effect that you're impacting here just by donating food, just by a can of food, what that can do and where that can lead. It's a great point by you as well with the Alice Report. I appreciate you bringing that up. As we are wrapping up, Ben, I did want to remind everybody about our community help guides that are available.
Thank you. Yeah, we're ahead of the game, I think, this year. Yeah. It is a priority for us to get that information out in the community, make sure that it's updated, and so that information is available to folks who might need that as soon as we can every year. But so everybody's aware, our 2025 help guides are available. They're out. They're in the community. So if your organization or your company, whatever it is, you know, if you don't have them and you feel like, hey, this would be a great resource, we want to have these brochures, these information, it's a free resource for the community, let us know. Reach out to United Way. We can get you some help guides, and you can have them at your location for folks who might come through and need whatever it is. It's kind of a compendium of a real quick list of all the various resources that are free in our community. So it's a fantastic resource. Let us know if you need them.
And especially to anybody new to town, I think these are a great resource for you, especially if you're new to town, as well as 211. I encourage people to spread the word about that one, too. And if you know anybody new in town, get them one of these help guides. Let them know about 211 and let them know about our United Way and all the great work that they are doing here in town. Ben, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the stuff we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Feel free to give us a call at United Way. The number at the United Way office is 715-421-0390. As always, you mentioned 211. If folks, you know, aren't sure, you know, what they need or how to get, you know, connected with the resources that they need, all you got to do is dial 211 from your phone. It'll connect you with somebody at our local 211 call center or contact center, and they will guide you through that. They will have a conversation with you. It's not like talking with a robot, right?
No,
this isn't AI.
Right. Yes,
you get to talk with a real person in our community that can, you know, speak to the resources that exists here.
I can speak to how helpful it is. It's helped me out at least a couple times. I encourage you to bookmark that. Bookmark the website, uswswac.org. Keep in mind, 211 is your resource that is available to you. And be sure to follow the United Way on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Encourage you to do that and continue to support our United Way, those that support us. Ben, good to hang out with you, man. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks. It's always great to be here.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.